WRTI's jazz host Bob Craig has been tracing the arc of big bands for decades. He takes us on a short big band ride starting in the 1920s.
It was a period of time where people were dancing, people were interested in the swing music, and it pretty much all came together with Benny Goodman and his Carnegie Hall concert back in 1938. Into the war years in the mid-1940s, big bands were very popular with people at home and people abroad, people in the service. Big bands started dying away in the late 1940s. What always tugged at the heart of people like Duke Ellington and Count Basie was the fact that they felt big bands were going away, but we don't want them to. So they reorganized, and I really believe that what spearheaded a reinterest, a rebirth in big band popularity in the 1950s was Basie's recording of April in Paris, which took place in 1955. The three most influential bands that ever came out of music were Stan Kenton, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. 50, 60 years after the fact, bands still emulate their sound. One led by the jazz bassist and Philly-born Christian McBride, who has released a big band recording on his own. And it's a combination of a little bit of Basie here, a little Kenton sound here. If you ever sat in front of a great big band, you just wonder how all the spectacular arranging comes together, how the ideas just flow. It's exciting music, and it's really never going away.
Next time, this quick tour of jazz continues with WRTI's jazz host, Maureen Malloy. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. On this jazz interlude, WRTI's jazz hosts lead us on a stroll through some jazz fundamentals, beginning this time with the NBC Symphony Orchestra at Rockefeller Center in 1942.
Now we come to the concluding selection of our Concert of All-American Music, the Rhapsody in Blue, conducted by Arturo Toscanini, featuring Earl Wilde and Benny Goodman as soloists.
Like many jazz standards, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue inspired countless interpretations. Here's one WRTI's jazz host, Maureen Malloy, pulled out to illustrate that point.
This is a great example of how things are arranged differently, specifically for jazz, because when you have Gershwin, it's generally a piano, sometimes two, depending on the performance, and an orchestra. And in this case, Monty Alexander put a little blues spin on it, made it a little jazzier, and also made it so that it can be played by a trio.
You could say this American original is sometimes like the signatures on the Declaration of Independence, each put down with a personal flair. And that also shows up in the way a lot of jazz is performed.
There's a lot of camaraderie in jazz. The way the basic jazz arrangement goes, it's the head, it's the piece of music, that actual composition. Then you go into solos, and then they all finish together, so it goes back to the head. There's a lot of clapping. That's a good thing. Each and every solo that happens by each and every artist on that stage, you give them their due.
To hear more of this week's jazz-inspired journey, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. Where does jazz take you? I sat down with WRTI's veteran jazz host Bob Perkins to get a feel for what's in his mind when he listens to music. BP brought along John Coltrane's Central Park West as our guide.
I'm trying to figure out where they've been, what they've seen, who they've talked to. There may be a man or woman. They're playing their life, their philosophy. So like looking at a Picasso and trying to figure out what Picasso was thinking. Same thing with music. What was the artist thinking? And are we on the same plane? Melody. I love melody. And Central Park West is that. I just envision when I listen to it, someone on the 34th or 35th floor looking down into a Central Park, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and thinking about stuff. I don't play music at home. I like to share. And when I hear a tune, I like to know that someone else is sharing, maybe feeling what I'm feeling or thinking what I'm thinking. Hopefully. Jazz music is magic. I still haven't figured it out. I don't know how they do what they do. When someone can play something for you 50 times and do it 50 times different, that's magic.
For the rest of this week's View of Jazz with WRTI's jazz hosts, log on to wrti.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.